Something quite fascinating in the scriptures, the book of Acts, chapter 8. We find the recorded account of the Ethiopian receiving Jesus Christ, right? So when they had solemnly testified and spoken the word of the Lord, that's what they were doing. They were speaking words that had a divine sourcing from the Lord. They started back to Jerusalem, the location, of course, of religious affairs among the Jews, and were preaching the gospel, the good news of the death, burial, resurrection, witness, and ascension of the Christ to many villages of the Samaritans. So how were they evangelizing? By speaking the word of Jesus. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Philip now is an evangelist, right? And this messenger from the Lord said, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is a desert road. It doesn't mean it is a road in the desert. It means it is a desolated road. It's vacant of sorts. Verse 27, so he got up and went. Who? Well, the evangelist there, Philip. And there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. So this individual, this Ethiopian, he is a man of responsibility. And he is an individual that must have trust here with this kind of task as an official of Candace, who is a queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. Talk about a trust. That's trusting someone. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. So this Ethiopian eunuch is a religious man. He's a believer, because the text reveals that he had gone to the location in which worship takes place in order to worship. Now, he was returning. And that is a great path, by the way. It takes great sacrifice and length for this individual to go where he's come from to worship in Jerusalem. And he would be as an outsider, not as a Jew, but as an outsider, yet still, he came to Jerusalem to worship. And in verse 28, he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Another task of sorts to receive, and it must have been very expensive to receive scripture, Isaiah. So the Spirit said to Philip, the Holy Spirit says to Philip the evangelist, go up and join this chariot. So Philip naturally obeys immediately and ran up and heard the eunuch reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said to the eunuch reading Isaiah the prophet, do you understand what you are reading? I often, when sitting down in Bible studies with individuals, I will ask them, do you understand what you are reading? Now, a humble heart will say in verse 31, well, how could I unless someone guides me? Today, the problem we have is I don't need to understand anything, and I don't need anyone's guidance. I know everything, and it's my own personal interpretation, and I can do what I want, say what I want, have what I want, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the heart of the individual we see here. This man was a believer. He was humble. He had gone a great path to go worship as an outsider. And so naturally, he is on the path to seek truth and draw closer to God. And so when Philip asks him if he understands what he's reading, well, he's genuine with him. Well, how could I unless someone guides me? And so he invites Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of scripture which was being read by the Ethiopian eunuch goes as such, and we quote here in verse 32. This, I believe, is in Isaiah, a quote from the Isaiah 53, is it? Say? Yeah, 53. So here it goes. He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. Okay, so here we have the Ethiopian eunuch. We have an evangelist, Philip. And the Ethiopian eunuch wants to understand what Isaiah meant here. What is he saying? Verse 34, the eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet say, of whom does the prophet, say this? Like, who is he talking about, of himself or of someone else? Well, Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture in Isaiah 53, Philip preached Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch man, who is already a believer and a worshiper. So what's going on here? Well, first and foremost, words are being utilized. Words are being utilized to further grow the knowledge and education a man needs to understand in order to be pleasing to God. Words, preached, mouth, words, proclaimed, Jesus, to this Ethiopian. Now, as they went, something's taken place here from verse 35 to 36. And 35 gives us insight on why 36 exists. If you want to know why 36 has happened, you need to see 35. Philip proclaimed from the word of God, Jesus Christ, to the Ethiopian eunuch. As a result, they were running around the, they went along the road and they came to some water. Why on earth did the eunuch say, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? So he's seeking to be immersed, plunged, dipped, clothed, buried, baptizo, baptized in water. That is the element, water. Look, water, what prevents me? Is there something stopping me from being immersed in water? Where on earth did he ever get the idea to be baptized? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, Isaiah, he proclaimed with words, right? Proclaimed Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. And as a result, he sees water, this eunuch, and he wants to know what would stop him from being immersed. He's a believer. He worships God. Well, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. If you believe what with all your heart? Well, Jesus. Well, I do believe Jesus with all my heart. Okay. Well, then you qualify. You qualify. He answers and says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Remember what Peter said to Jesus when Jesus asked Peter, well, what, who do you say that I am? He says, well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Right? That's an outward confession of what is in one's heart in faith, trust. So this Ethiopian eunuch, a believer, a worshiper, qualifies. So naturally, he orders the chariot to stop. And they both went down into, that speaks volume of the depth of water that is necessary for one to be buried, clothed, dipped, submerged, plunged, immersed. Philip as well as the eunuch, both of them. And Philip immersed the eunuch. So both of these gentlemen go into the water and the eunuch is immersed into the water. Did the water save the Ethiopian eunuch? Did Philip save the Ethiopian eunuch? Or did Jesus save the Ethiopian eunuch into the water while Philip was doing the administrating, making sure that he goes into the water properly? It's important language, and we need to pay attention to it, because if the Ethiopian eunuch was saved in this way, then it gives us hope to know how we today can be saved. Here's another very revealing verse. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. So in a supernatural occurrence, Philip is snatched away by the Holy Spirit, but the Ethiopian eunuch, he rejoices afterwards. Why? Because he's had been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, Acts 22:16. He called on his name. He was saved in that burial, Romans 6:3-4. He was clothed, by Jesus Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. He knew it was at that very moment he'd be born again out of water and the Spirit, John 3, 3, John 3, 5. It is at that very moment Peter would say, one is saved, 1 Peter 3:21. The Ethiopian eunuch was an individual accountable to God. And because of the sacrifice and of Jesus Christ on that cross, the power of his blood and resurrection, this man was made qualified to be immersed for the forgiveness of his sins, Acts 2:38. Jesus commanded this pattern, Mark 16:16. There is no other way. And so today we, when we come to Jesus and the words of the Bible, if we follow this pattern and all the very common similar patterns in the scriptures, Jude 3, if you look at all the conversion accounts in the book of Acts, they all follow the same pattern. They were all repentant believers confessing Christ as their Lord and Master, and they were being immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. We would be wise to pay attention. We would be wise to follow suit. We would be wise to do exactly what this man had done. But there's a key to it. Are we humble enough to want to understand what we are reading? Friends, I myself had to humble myself and ask more greater understanding of the scriptures. You can rightly handle, you can read it for yourself. I hope this message helps you in your journey to seek the truth and to be made right with God as a repentant believer. If you have any comments or questions, by all means, reach out to us. We'd love nothing more than to study these things further with you. But we're not seeking to argue with anyone who's already made his mind up. There are many self-righteous, pharisaical hypocrites out there who think they've got it all figured out and they don't want to learn. We want those who are seeking the truth, those who want to know how one is saved and which church belongs to Jesus Christ. Stay focused, stay positive, my friends. We shall certainly meet again here next time, Lord willing. And God bless.